Good morning, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Kriyomi. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
I got to file a new claim.
Okay, and I'll be more than happy to help you file that claim. Can you put, give me just 1 second. Can you provide me with your social?
Yes, ma'am. It's 419-51-2014.
Okay. And your first and last name?
Hannah White.
And your date of birth?
February 25th, 2000.
And your mother's maiden name?
Renee.
What's her last name?
Oh, I'm sorry, Frost.
Okay. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And what's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
That would be, like, if I'm in college, do I say the college level?
Yes, ma'am.
So I would say junior year of college.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And what state was that issued in?
It's Alabama.
And can you provide me with your license number?
Yes, ma'am. It's 945-4450.
Okay. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposited into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. And if you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Is it a checking or a savings account?
Checking.
Okay. Can you provide me with your routing number and your account number?
Yes, ma'am. 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
The routing number is 262-083-881.
Okay.
And then the account number is 630-702-811.
And just to recall those numbers, that routing number is 262-083-881. And the account number is 630-702-881.
The account number, the last 3 digits are 811.
811, okay. And Ms. White, can you provide me with your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am. It's 112.
Hold on. One second. I'm sorry. Let me delete the old one out of here. Okay. You said 112?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Highland Avenue. Apartment 214.
Mm-hmm.
Troy, Alabama.
Okay.
And then 36081.
Okay. So that's 112 Highland Avenue, apartment 214, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
Yes, ma'am.
And is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am. Those are the same.
And has your address changed in the last year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can you provide me with your telephone number?
205-994-5900.
Okay. I have some security questions to ask you. Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Bears, Hawks, Spartans, Vikings, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 3252 Mockingbird Lane, 605 37th Street, 7660 U.S. Highway 278, 8020 Brook Hill Circle, or none of the above?
The first one, Mockingbird Lane.
Okay. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1008 55th Street, 108 Hosey Drive, 5 Taylor Place, 71 Ridgewood Lane, or none of the above?
5 Taylor Place.
Okay. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, no.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer who is not military?
No.
Okay. And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, no.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, no.
And did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No, ma'am.
And what was your last day of work?
It was, let's see, Friday, February 11th.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, sir.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
Can you say it one more time? I'm sorry.
Are you registered for school or training?
I'm in school.
Okay. And what days do you go to school?
I go to school on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
And what hours do you go?
I go, I'm going to put this up 1 second. I go 9 a.m., 10 a.m., and 11 a.m. on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And then I go from 2 p.m. to 3:15 on Monday and Wednesday.
And are you attending a WIA, a TAA, or any dislocated work? No, that's a training program. I'm sorry about that. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes. Well, probably not full-time, but part-time work.
Okay. And I'm just making notes about working part time. Mm-hmm. And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman's comp due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Probably up to 60 miles.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
$8 an hour.
And do you obtain work through a union?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Do you get job leads from a union?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your job title, Ms. White?
I was a supervisor at a rec center.
And are you seeking the same type of work?
No, ma'am, not necessarily.
And what's the name of the company you work for?
Troy University Campus Rec.
Okay, I may have to add them. And you said the name was Troy University?
Yes, ma'am. Campus Rec.
You said Campus Rock, R-O-C-K?
No, ma'am. Like recreational center.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, let's see. And I'm just transferring that information over into our system. Just give me 1 second. And just give me a few more minutes, and I'm just going to put in there at telephone number, and I'll be right back with you. They don't have the telephone. Do you have the telephone number? They don't have it on the website.
Let me see. Yes. The phone number is 334-670-3193.
You said 2196?
3193.
3-1. And what was your start date with this company?
I believe it was in January of 2020.
And you were working in Troy, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any other following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension? Or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
All right. And this was your last employer, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And why are you no longer working for this company?
I got fired over taking something from the lost and found.
Okay. And I'm just putting down what you said. And was there any prior warning for the same or similar thing?
No, ma'am.
And what did you do to try to resolve the problem before being discharged?
There wasn't, like, I returned what I took from the lost and found.
Okay. And can you give me the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Yes, it's Matthew Pazorski.
And can you spell that last name?
Yes, ma'am. It's Pisarski.
Okay. And what date was your discharge? Was that on the 11th of this month?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income taxes?
No, ma'am.
And do you have a pen and paper so you can take down your PIN number?
Yes, ma'am. One second.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
It is 1400.
Okay.
And that's the four-digit PIN number you would use. If you choose to call in and do your weekly claim, they'll ask you for that PIN number. And before we finish your claim, I have some important information to read to you. It contains websites and phone numbers you may want to write down.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career System. Your career application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And you have a forward slash, and you have V as in Victor, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, and T as in Tom. And you would go there to update your online resume because failure to do so may result in an interruption of your benefits, and you must be able and available to work and seeking work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday, and you must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. And if you choose to file via the internet, that web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone, the telephone number is 205-458-2282. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. And you make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this coming Sunday. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read that information carefully because failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. And if you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or you have any questions, you can call 1-800-361-4524. And your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, and we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. And if so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. And Ms. White, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right, and I would like to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.